The Australian capital, Canberra, remains in crisis with devastating bushfires destroying at least 400 homes and injuring 150 people. At least four people have been killed. It's the worst bushfire in Canberra's history. 2,500 people fled for their lives since Saturday as fires engulfed the outer suburbs with frightening speed. At least four people, including a 61-year-old man and an 83-year-old woman, were killed. Three people were airlifted to Sydney with critical burns. Dozens more have been treated for burns or smoke inhalation. The entire capital remains blanketed in thick black smoke and burning embers. Hundreds of burnt-out vehicles, many with melted windscreens and engine blocks, litter the streets in a grim testimony to the intensity of the firestorm. Among the hundreds of buildings lost are houses, businesses, shops, a school, the headquarters of the National Health Department, and the Mount Stromlo Observatory. Officials say fire crews do not have the capacity to deal with the magnitude of the blazes. Australia's Prime Minister John Howard cut short his holidays to go to Canberra.
I have been to a lot of bushfire scenes in Australia in the time that I've been Prime Minister previously. This was by far the worst.
One in five Canberra houses remains without power and several suburbs are without water. One of the biggest problems facing the city is the sewerage system because of major fire damage to a key water control facility. The latest fires began after scorching temperatures and gusty winds spread spot fires from bigger blazes raging in the Tinder Dry Mountains to Canberra's southwest. Australia is in the grip of one of its worst droughts in a century. The Prime Minister says he's only thankful more people didn't die.
It is a miracle that given the ferocity and the suddenness and the intensity of it, it is a miracle that more people didn't lose their lives, and it's a huge tribute to the emergency services.
The Prime Minister has promised financial assistance for the many people who've lost their homes, as well as extra funds to repair Canberra's infrastructure. Anne Barker for VOA News, Darwin.